Welcome to Tori Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 65. In the last Perek, Yeshayahu concluded his tefillah by asking Hashem to save the Jews from Galus. Yeshayahu emphasized that without Tzadikim and the Beis HaMikdash to guide the Jewish people, they will sin. Yeshayahu then asks Hashem to step in and save the nation, given how hard it is for them to do the right thing. This Perek is Hashem's answer to that tefillah. We will be learning this parak primarily with the explanation of the Radak. Hashem first answers Yeshayahu's question from the end of the last parak, where Yeshayahu asks whether Hashem will save the Jewish people. Yeshayahu had said that Hashem had hidden his face, and that is why they are sinning. Hashem tells Yeshayahu he is wrong. Pasuk 1, Nidrashti lilo sha'alu. I allowed myself to be sought by those who weren't asking. Nimtsesi lilo bikshuni. I allowed myself to be found by those who did not seek me. Hashem did not hide from the Jewish people. He sent them Nevi'im to help them do tshuva, but it did not help. He made himself available, but the people did not look for him or try to change. Amarti hineini, hineini. I even said, here I am, here I am. Hashem was willing to accept their tefilos. El goy lo kora bishmi, to a nation that does not call in my name. No one bothered to seek Hashem. Rather than rejecting the Jewish people or being hidden, Pasuk 2, Peirasti yadai kol hayom. I spread out my hands to accept the tshuva of this rebellious nation every day. Ha'ochim ha'derech lo tov achar machshavoseihem. Those that go the path that is not good after their own thoughts. The people did not just stumble into averos, says the Malbim. They thought about what they were doing and chose to choose the wrong path in life. The Mishpatzot Zahav adds that the Pasuk should have said they walk Baderech, on the path. Here it says they walk Haderech, the path. They are creating the reality to go on a path that is wrong, to do what they want, rather than listening to what Hashem wants. Hashem details in Psukim 3-5 the particular sins. The people serve idols all over Israel. They try to connect with the dead by lying on their graves. They eat pig and other foods to spite Hashem. They also reject the Tzadikim. They tell the tzaddikim, Pasuk 5, Al tigashbi ki gatashticha. Don't come close to me, because I am more holy than you. The sum total of all their actions are like esh yokedes kol hayom, an irritating fire that burns all day long, bothering Hashem. The Mishpatzot Zahav says that this Pasuk answers Yeshayahu's implied question, why Hashem caused the tzaddikim to die, and why he still needed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The death of tzaddikim is supposed to atone for sins. Similarly, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash atones for sins. There should have been no need for them to have both lost the tzaddikim and the Beis HaMikdash. The reason they needed both was that the people did not appreciate the tzaddikim and mocked them. They thought they were so righteous, so the death of tzaddikim did not cause them to reflect. There was no atonement from these deaths, so they needed the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash to shake them up. Because of the severity of the sins, the punishment will need to come. Pasuk 6. Hinech suva lefanai, it is written before me. This implies the judgment has been sealed. Lo echasheh ki shalamti. I will not be silent until I have completed it. This generation will be punished, and the punishment won't be pushed off to the next generation. The Nevuah ends with Yeshayahu telling the people that they will be punished both for their sins and the sins of their forefathers. Their ancestors had served idols beginning at the Chet Ha'egel. Because they continued the behavior of their ancestors, they will be punished for their sins and the sins of previous generations. Pasuk 8 begins a new nevuah. Yeshayahu shares with them a mashal. If a person owns a grapevine, he will not destroy it as long as it is still producing one cluster of grapes from which he can produce a cup of wine. Kein eseh leman avadai levilti hashchis hakol. So will I do for my servant's sake that I may not destroy all of them. Hashem will not destroy an entire generation if there is even one tzaddik in the generation. The Mishpatzot Zahav says that Hashem is addressing the Rishaim who mock the tzaddikim. Hashem is telling them that those tzaddikim whom they're mocking are the reason they're still alive. The Radak looks at this nevuah differently. Yeshayahu is providing hope for the people stuck in a long exile. Hashem is promising that he will save them. Just like it doesn't matter if the grapevine is half dead or ruined, it is valued for one cluster of grapes. The Jewish people always have at least some tzaddikin in whose merit they will be saved. And, just like when the person eventually makes wine, the pits and the debris are discarded, in the times of the Geula, the Rasha'im will not be redeemed. Hashem promises in the future, Pasuk 9, Votsesi Miyakov Zera Umihuda Yoresh Harai. I will bring out children who are worthy of being the children of Yaakov, including those from the 10 Shevatim and from Yehuda, which includes Binyamin, who will inherit my mountain Hartzion and the Har Habayis, the Temple Mount. Hashem will save both those exiled from the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, and they will never be exiled again. The Geula will extend beyond just Yerushalayim. Pasuk 10, the Sharon will be a place with rich pasture land that will be suited for raising sheep, and Emek Achor will be a place for cattle to be raised. This bracha will only be available la'ami asher jirashuni, for my nation that sought me. However, those who forsake Hashem, who serve idols, will be destroyed, and their souls will not be part of the eventual geula. They will be killed by the sword and slaughtered. Pasuk 12, the reason is, Yan karasi velo anisem, dibarti velo shematem. Since I called you, and you did not answer, and I spoke, and you did not listen. Instead of listening to the messages of Hashem, the Rasha'im did whatever they wanted, rather than what Hashem wanted. The Rasha'im will not only be punished physically in this world, they will also be punished in Olam Haba, in the world to come, while the Tzaddikim who listen to Hashem and view themselves as his Avadim, his servants, will be treated the opposite of the Rasha'im. Pasuk 13. Hine avada yochelu v'atem tiravu. My servants will eat and you will be hungry. My servants will drink and you will be thirsty. My servants will be happy and you will be ashamed. The Radak and Mitzudas David both explain that this reward is not in this world. In the times of Din, of judgment, both Rasha'im and Tzaddikim can suffer starvation and deprivation. While the punishment of being killed mentioned in the previous Pasuk will happen in this world, the rewards in this Pasuk of eating and drinking and being happy will take place during the time period called Olam Haba, the world to come. Olam Haba is the time after the days of Mashiach, the day of judgment, and the resurrection of the dead. At that time, the body and soul will reunite, and Hashem gives an internal reward to the body and soul together for all the good deeds they both did as a unit in this world with their free will. Eating and drinking is a symbol for how the soul will gain wisdom from Hashem in the world to come. After this time of eating and drinking and being happy, Pasuk 14, Hine avada yaronu mituv lev. My servants will sing with joy from the good of their hearts. The tzaddikim will sing shira, songs of praise to Hashem. Vatem tzitzaku mikev lev. And you will scream out from the sorrow of your hearts. The Rasha'im will mourn what they have lost forever. The punishment the Rasha'im face in this world will be so bad that people will use the Rasha'im's name as a curse, saying, just like this Russia suffered so much, Pasuk 15, V'hemischa Hashem Elokim, so may Hashem kill you. In contrast, for the Tzaddikim, their name will be mentioned as a blessing. When we bless people, we mention that they should be like a Tzaddik. When we bless our sons, we say that Hashem should make them like Ephraim and Menashe. And when we bless our daughters, we say that Hashem should make them like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. People will look at the reward of the Tzaddikim in this world and will bless others to have the same. The Rasha'im will be cursed, says the Radak, in the time of the Geula, when all the Rasha'im are destroyed. At this time, Pasuk 16, Asher ha-misparech ba'aretz yisparech belokei amen. Anyone in the world who is saying a blessing will say the blessing in the name of Hashem, who is the God of Amen, of Emunah. Anyone who is swearing will also do so only in the name of Hashem. Everyone will believe in Hashem, and there will be no faith in the world except a belief in Hashem. Hashem is called the God of Amen, which means, according to the Mitzvah David, that he kept his word and fulfilled all his promises that he made in Nevuos, so that everyone will believe in him in the time of the Geula. This will happen, Kinishkechu Hatzaros Harishanos, when all the former troubles are forgotten. Since the sin of Adam, man has experienced violence and death. In the time of Mashiach, there will be only Shalom, peace. It will be so peaceful that people won't even remember that there had been times of war. In the times of the Geula, Pasuk 17, Gihinini vorei shamayim chadashim va'aretz chadasha. I will create a new sky and a new earth, after which time people will not remember what was there before. The Radak offers two options of what it means that Hashem is creating a new sky and land. Either there will be so much good that it will be as if there is a new sky and new land as there are no more troubles. Or, quoting the Ibn Ezra, there will actually be a new atmosphere which will make people able to live longer as the air will be healthier. The Malbim explains why this will need to be. Right now, nature is such that nothing in the physical world can be perfect. Everything physical in this world is lacking and will eventually break down. In the time of Geula, nature needs to change as the world will be perfected and the physical world will not need to be a mix of good and bad. Rashi takes a completely different approach and says that a new Shemayim means that Hashem will create new Malachim in heaven with new missions over the world that have been guiding the nations until now. Hashem will create this new reality that will mean that people will be, Pasuk 18, Sisu v'gilu ad-e'ad, glad and rejoicing forever. Ki hinini vorei es Yerushalayim gila v'ama masos. Because behold, I am creating Yerushalayim rejoicing and our people joy. The Malbim says that Sisa is how one demonstrates joy with dancing and music and nice clothes, while gila is an internal joy. Now, gila only happens periodically, when something new happens, because otherwise a person gets used to it and they don't feel joy over something they have regularly. Hashem will create a new type of joy in the future where it doesn't lessen over time. The whole world will be perfect in the future, but the source of all the goodness and peace will emanate from Yerushalayim. It will spread out to the whole world, as we learned in Perek 2, that Torah comes from Tzion and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. The Torah is the source of all good in the world, and living by the Torah leads to peace. The best things in the world, peace and long life, will be centered in Yerushalayim and in Eretz Israel. When Yerushalayim is rebuilt, and there is no more galus and no more tragedy, finally, Pasuk 19, the galti v'Yerushalayim v'sasti v'ami, I will rejoice in Yerushalayim and take joy in my nation. While the nation is in galus, says the Mezuzah David, the Shechina is in mourning. When we return to Yerushalayim, Hashem can once again have happiness, simcha, before him. At this time, the lifespan of humanity will change. If someone dies when they are 100, people will call that dying young. They will also not have to worry that they will produce, that they will plan something and won't be able to accomplish their goals because they will not have a fear of death. The people are compared to a tree. Ki chimei ha'etz yimei ami. Just like a tree lives for a long time, my nation, the Jewish people, will live for a long time. The Jews will experience the opposite of how they had been cursed. Before Galus, Hashem told the Nevi'im that they would plant but never gather. Now, all their efforts will be blessed. Pasuk 23, Lo yigu larik. They will not labor in vain. Their children will not die in their lifetime. Instead, they and their children will be blessed by Hashem. Hashem will be so connected to them, Pasuk 24, V'haya terem yikra'u, v'ani e'eneh. And it will be, before you even call out in tefillah, I will answer you. Od hei medabrim, v'ani eshma. While you are speaking, asking for things, I will listen and give it to you. This is the exact opposite of what Hashem promised would happen in Galus, that we would not be heard. This picture of this perfect time is encapsulated by the image of, Pasuk 25, Ze'ev v'tale yiru che'echad. A wolf and a sheep will graze together, va'aryeh kabakar yochal tevin, and a lion, like cattle, will eat straw. The nachash will not hurt or be destructive anymore on the Temple Mount. As we discussed in Perek 11, the commentaries have different explanations of what nature will be like in the times of the Geula. Some commentaries explain that the nature of the world will change, and the animals will act like they did at the time of creation, where by necessity they were not predatory animals. In this parak, Hashem answers Yeshayahu, explaining why he has not saved the Jews if they do not have a Beis HaMikdash or Nevi'im to influence them. Hashem says that he is available and open. He is looking for them, but they are not trying at all. The Rasha'im mocked the Tzadikim and did many sins which will lead to punishment. The second part of the parak, beginning in Pasuk 8, is a promise that Hashem will reward the Tzadikim and punish the Rasha'im both in this world and in Olam Haba. There is an important lesson in this parak. The beginning of the parak defined who are tzaddikim and who are rishaim. Hashem says that he sent messages and he was available, but the rishaim did not pay attention. Hashem promises us that he will send us messages to guide us on the right path. When something happens to us, we can chalk it up to coincidence, or we can introspect and try to grow. The opposite attitude is what happened when tzaddikim died. No one thought to do tshuva, which made it a double tragedy, as then the Beis HaMikdash needed to be destroyed. The Rasha'im looked at the Tzaddikim and found things to criticize. This reminds me of a man who goes up to a rabbi after a fiery speech and says, Rabbi, they all really needed to hear that. Hashem is not sending messages so they can improve. It's not their problem. If it's happening in our orbit, it is our problem and a message for us. There is a phrase, when I point a finger at others, three fingers point back at me. We should always look for how we can change from what is going on around us rather than looking and commenting on how others might do better. This will help us become tzaddikim and merit Olam Haba. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.